You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Now to our next story. Gregor Collins, a young actor from New York, is currently visiting Australia for the very first time, telling his amazing story about a job he had as a caregiver in LA between 2008 and 2011. The woman he was caring for was Maria Altman, a Holocaust survivor from Austria, and the woman who was also noted for her successful legal campaign to reclaim from the government of Austria five family-owned paintings by the artist Gustav Klimt, which were stolen by the Nazis during the World War II. Maria Altman was also the central figure in the 2015 film Woman in Gold, where she is portrayed by Helen Mirren and Tatiana Maslany. Gregor had no idea that his first meeting with Maria will change his life forever. Now on a tour organized by Vitso Australia, he shares his amazing story to our Jewish community. Gregor also wrote a book with his full story in details called The Accidental Caregiver. We are joined now by Gregor Collins. Hi, Gregor.
Hi, Amit. Good afternoon.
First, welcome to Australia. We know it's your first visit to our continent. How do you feel?
Oh, it's incredible. I'm in Sydney now, and before this I was in Melbourne, and it's an incredibly different vibe in Melbourne and Sydney, and I'm able to have experienced both really interesting, fascinating cities, so it's been amazing. And then I'm headed to Perth after this, so I get a whole different feel of that.
In your book, The Accidental Caregiver, you tell the story about you and Maria Altman, a well-known figure known by her campaign to reclaim stolen paintings from the Nazis. But let's start with your Australian trip. It all began with a Facebook message. Tell us more.
Yes, so around October of 2017, I got a Facebook message from a Diane Simons who lives in Sydney. And she had been traveling in London at the time and happened to have read my book. And she says she reads hundreds of books, but for some reason, she was impelled after she read this one to find the author. She said she's never tried to find an author, but she looked for me on Facebook, sent a random message thinking that I would never reply, and I replied, and she threw out the prospect of my coming to Sydney through WITSO, which is the Women's International Zionist Organization. And it went from there, and I was free in the month of May, and the rest is history, I guess.
So tell us in short, where did your story begin? A young actor living in LA becoming a caregiver?
So in January of 2008, my friend who had answered an ad a few weeks earlier on Craigslist for a caregiving job, he got the job and he moved into the house of this 92-year-old woman. And so in January of 2008, he approached me and said, you know, we need a second caregiver. And he had told me a little bit about this lady, but I didn't know much. And I had kind of blown him off for a while because he had sort of mentioned in the past that that he really loved caring for this lady and that they needed another caregiver. But he came to me and said that asked me to come and meet her and possibly come on as a caregiver. And I wasn't really interested because I was acting and I had a lot of other things going on in Los Angeles. And I definitely didn't see myself as a caregiver nor was in any way interested in it. But I sort of felt obligated, and I did him kind of a favor, I felt. So I going there not knowing who this lady really was or that very soon I was going to really fall for her. But I met her for a tea, and really I described my wanting to come on as a caregiver by hearing her speak. And it was like love at first sentence, and her voice was like a relic from a forgotten world, and she was from Austria, and I really fell in love with her voice and just her way of speaking, and then it went from there, and I decided to put everything aside to be her caregiver. So it was quite an unexpected turn of events for me.
All of a sudden, you realize who Mrs. Altman is with a rich history. What did you discover? How did you feel?
I discovered within the first couple of weeks, we would walk around the huge Beverly Hills blocks that would take about 20 minutes to walk around one block, and she would tell me all about her Aunt Adele and how her uncle Ferdinand used to commission Gustav Klimt to paint pictures of his wife, and who is Maria's aunt, and how Maria was just 8 or 9 years old when all these artistic luminaries in Europe and around the world would come and have tea at their house. And so it was sort of like I stepped into a time machine, and I didn't know really before the job, I didn't really know who this woman was, other than she was, you know, had been through the Holocaust and was from Austria. So it was quite an opening to a new world of art and culture and the Holocaust. You know.
Those events brought you closer to the Jewish world, as I guess you learned a lot, even from Maria herself, also walking into the Holocaust Center, learning about the history of the Jewish people, visiting a synagogue. What's your reaction?
It's been incredible. I mean, I described it as, you know, my story with Maria is kind of a love story between a 32-year-old non-Jewish actor from Virginia and a 92-year-old Jewish refugee from Austria. And so I've been exposed to this incredible Jewish community in Melbourne and Sydney. And one thing I didn't realize is that outside of Israel, you know, the largest Holocaust community exists in Oz. And so I've just, through WITZO, I've met the most incredible people. And it's kind of surreal. You know, I went to synagogue last night and met the rabbi, and he thought it was so funny that I'm this non-Jewish person, and suddenly I'm just thrown into this tremendous Jewish culture. It's amazing.
When are you going back home?
I'm in Sydney until May 8th, and then I go to Perth and give a talk in Perth, and then I head back to the States on May 12th.
What are your future plans, Gregor?
When I'm back in early June, I have a talk I'm giving in New York. And then beyond that, I'm not sure. But I've been talking to a lot of WITZO members here, and I would love to be able to go to Israel.
You never visited Israel, right?
I've never been to Israel, and everybody I meet says I just have to go to Tel Aviv and experience it. And I think it would be wonderful if I could head there on behalf of Maria and experience such an incredible city. So I'm working on the prospect of that right now.
Gregor, the whole story can be found in your book, The Accidental Caregiver. Where can we buy it?
On Amazon. I self-published the book because I was very close to the story and I wanted to take the story out myself, and I didn't want anybody sort of, I'm a very proprietary person. So when I do something personal to me, I like to own it all myself. So I made it available on Amazon. So it's in Amazon US, and I think it's in various Amazon's around the world, but you know, you can definitely purchase it. I think it's available in Australia because Diane Simon, the one who gave me the Facebook message, had obviously gotten the books, but I make it exclusively available on Amazon.
Gregor Collins, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your beautiful story.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it, and I'll be back in Oz very soon. sbs.com.au